Life coaching and discovery. Inspiration with an invitation to learn from a self-discovery guide. Mark is passionate about you making positive changes in your life so that it becomes a vibrant, ongoing journey of growth and discovery. Welcome to the Inspire Possibility Show. Now, here's your host, Mark Susnow.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is Mark Susnow, and you're listening to the Inspire Possibility Show, the show that hopefully will inspire possibilities in your life, possibilities that perhaps you've given up on, things perhaps you want to do in your life, a way you want to be. But I think what happens is that I think all of us deep inside have a person inside of us that we want to express, and for some reason we're not quite able to do that. And I've been always looking myself for ways to be inspired, and I've read a lot of books on personal growth and since I've been a teenager. And years ago, I used to live in Kauai, and I heard of this film called What the Bleep Do We Want? And so I went to see it. It just came out. And it was surprising the film was in Kauai, because Kauai doesn't get very many films. I liked it so much that 2 days later, we invited a couple other people to go with us. And I saw it a second time in 3 days. And then I write a monthly publication called Letters on Life, and I wrote about the film. And then I got an email from the publisher of their book, and because my article, it talked about the film. And so when I got the email from the publicist for Will Arntz, who is the creator of What the Bleep, and his wife, they've just come out with this amazing new book called The Not-So-Little Book of Surprises. And, you know, when I think about surprises, There's a quote by Marcus Aurelius that I like on his book on meditations. How ridiculous and how strange to be surprised at anything which happens in life. So it's to my delight and surprise that I'm honored to have Will Arntz and Deidre Hadi, his wife, that have this amazing book, and it's got images by I believe, how do you say the other person's name, Will and
Andre Balog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what a beautiful book.
Thank you.
I'm
Thank
intrigued.
You. We're just delighted. We're delighted to be here. Thank you so much. You know, my whole life has been about finding a way to allow the person inside of me that I knew was there to be the person on the outside. And that, another way of saying that is to be free. And I think that what we're looking for today. We're looking to be free. And Surprises was created to bring a roadmap or a conversation, an experience about just that. So I love how you opened with that, because that's what this book is about, freedom of the self, true self.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I like the way you say it. It's just you know, there is this person inside of us that we just, you know, we want to be, but we have all these considerations. Mm-hmm. I can't be this person. That's not really me. Mm-hmm. Who do I think I am? But it's that courage to find, to be free and to express who we are. And I think that in your book, what I got, and it is kind of what I believe, and I talk a lot about in my new book coming out, The Soul of Uncertainty, is there's a soul inside of us that is really immune from all this other nonsense that goes on in the world. And our job is to tune into that soul. And I think your book does that brilliantly.
Well, thank you
so much. The images are amazing. And just the energy. It's the kind of book that, you know, it's not like you necessarily want to read it like page by page, but it's the kind of book you just want to sit at. I just turned it to a page, and just for fun, And mm-hmm. and on the left, it's in the white background in black print. It says, "The darkness serves the light if you're conscious." And then next to that is the same quote, but a little different. But this time the background is black, and it says, "The darkness is just the darkness if you're unconscious." And I just think that's kind of a thought to kind of explore here. The darkness
yes.
serves the light if you're conscious, but the darkness just the darkness if you're unconscious.
That's
profound.
And I'll tell you, Mark, this is a profound statement. I wish I could claim authorship, but I will tell you, this statement came to me straight from God, about 20 years ago. My father was in the ICU. His surgery had gone wrong, and we were certain he'd come out of this surgery, and he didn't. And it went from bad to worse until my father passed away. And my daughter was very young. I had to put her into a full-time daycare to be with my father in ICU because you can't bring children to the ICU. It was this whole thing. And one night I was in so much pain and I was so fatigued with this young child and then taking care of my father during the day in the hospital, making sure they were watching out after him. I just thought, I can't, why? Why all this now? He would be fine. This was completely unexpected. And God said, I'll never forget the day where I was. I was in my sister-in-law's house in our room late at night, and this voice said to me, "The darkness serves the light." And I said to God, "What?" And God said, "The darkness serves the light." And I said, "Okay." And then God said, "You're to study what this means." So that's what I did. I just observed, how does darkness serve light? And I did this, Mark, for years. Years I did this.
Uh-huh.
And then at one point I said to God, I said, "The darkness serves the light, but there's got to be something else. There's got to be more to this." And God said, "Ask. And when you ask the right question, I'll tell you the rest." So I kept asking questions, and it would be silent, silent, silent. Well, I'm telling you, a decade goes by, and I study this every day. In the morning, the darkness serves the light. How can that be? So the short version of the story is, over 20 years, I was given the entire quote in pieces. And what I really got from this, which is what I teach and I help people with right now, because the reason why Will put this in the middle of the book, is that if you can really understand this message from God, your whole life will transform. And I mean will transform. I've seen it, I've experienced it in my whole being. And that is, we are here to become conscious. And that is how we become free, meaning that inside part of you we just talked about, when that part is fully in our conscious waking mind, we begin to see with the eyes of the soul. And when we see with the eyes of the soul, something magical happens, mystical happens, a miracle happens. We see the light inside of the dark. And when we see the light in the dark and we grasp hold of that, we become conscious of what the gift is or the blessing of the dark. Then it transforms. So the second line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just like to say, I think about the darkness from the I kind of say a little bit, from the darkness, we emerge into the light. Because when you think about plants, right, plants grow in darkness. You don't see them. They're buried. And they become these nurturing vehicles that service, that nurture us food-wise, beauty-wise, fragrance-wise, and childbirth, right? We're in the womb for 9 months, and all of a sudden we emerge out of the womb into the light of life. and sometimes, you know, very bright lights. But I'm just saying is that idea of dark, a lot of people are frightened by darkness, and there's a lot of mystique around darkness. And
right.
And yet if we see that as possibility, is that before the dawn, there's the darkness, the night.
And right, and I that is accurate, and I just want to put another little caveat on it to think about that. Within the darkness is the light. The darkness is the concealer of the light that's already there.
Mm-hmm, I like that.
See?
Mm-hmm.
So there is, and that light, that divine light, is what we're here to discover.
Mm-hmm.
And it is concealed within what seems to be dark.
Mm-hmm.
And when we find it, we wake up. That's it right
yeah.
there. That's what I...
Right.
That's it.
And I guess for some people, we find it... Some people just discover it effortlessly, and other of us have to work at it. But I think both ways are equally valuable. And I know I've always kind of worked at it. But I've got to the point to where working at it has become fun, to where it's something I enjoy, and I realize I'm not really, you get to that place where you're not necessarily looking anymore. You're living it. You're becoming it. You're being it.
Right.
And that's
right,
really what
exactly.
I think is exciting.
It's becoming. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and being.
That's it.
Being. So what is the biggest surprise, the not so little book of surprise. So what's the biggest surprise right now in your life?
Well, that's an excellent question. The big surprise for me is that I'm here, I'm living my dream, is manifesting. I have a beautiful husband that been married for 2 years. And there's so many, I'm meeting so many beautiful people, amazing people from the book. So I'd have to say that my life is a big surprise because of, like 15 years ago, I thought, oh, I'm just going to sink under the water of life. So many things happening. And the great Phoenix just came along and through consciousness. I feel like I'm a flower. So I'm so grateful
right.
for that and grateful to be here
so
with you.
So you're blooming.
That's my surprise.
Blooming.
I'm blooming.
Full bloom.
I'm totally in a state of blooming.
Constant blooming. A constant bloomer. A perennial bloomer.
Exactly. That's it. Great.
Yeah.
So I know
Will,
my
where's Will?
Here.
Where's Will?
Will? Here he is.
Oh, Will's here. He's just listening. I was thinking about what my big surprise is, and my big surprise is there's two of them. One, I'm not retired anymore, and I figured I was retired from now till the end of the end. So that's
me
a
too.
Surprise that I'm not retired. I'm working again. And the other surprise is Deirdre actually has a book that's being published.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And the reason that is she's been working very hard on a book. Started about 4 years ago, and the book keeps morphing underneath her and changing
uh-huh.
and changing and this and becomes something else and becomes something else and becomes something else, which is part of the reason I just jumped in and said, look, why don't I just take a bunch of your quotes and some pictures and make a book, just like you would make a movie. She had all these transcripts of her teachings for the
uh-huh.
last 10 years in poems. She's been writing forever. And I thought, why? You know, I know how to go through. That's what you do as a documentary filmmaker. You go through transcripts. And I said, you know, I can just whip this together. And I did. And now you have a copy of it. So
all
that's
right.
It was beautiful because I do.
Here.
You know.
It's not that I couldn't finish a book, but it's a book of my life story, and it has to be written very delicately. So we decided, let's get this book out now and. Oh, it will have something while I'm doing the delicate artistic work of my memoir.
Yeah.
And Will did a great job. It's just amazing the quotes he pulled and how he put them together. It really, I'm very honored.
Yeah. Well, you know, I get a lot of books. People send me books. And I can't, you know, to be honest, I can't read them all. And so this was a delight because I didn't have to read this. I could just hold it and look at it. And what I liked about it was I could just put it down and pick it up some other time and read a page or two and feel the energy. And that's kind of what I did before this show. I just kind of sat for about an hour before the show started. So it's really what I did. And just kind of felt the energy and thought about some of the things you said. It's very similar to my philosophy. And so it's great. This was a fun book, and it's the kind of book that, you know, I'll put on the coffee table and pick up every once in a while. And I don't know why people call it the coffee table, because I don't know anybody that actually puts their books on the coffee table, because usually they put the books in another room.
right.
Where there's no coffee. But I don't know why they call it a coffee table book. I don't know where that came from. Hey, that could be another surprise, right, to figure that out.
Right.
Surprise.
Right.
Coffee books is not on the coffee table.
Whoa. Or the surprise could be the coffee table book ends up on the coffee table.
Right.
There it is.
Or you
there
could,
it is.
If you called it the martini table, it probably wouldn't carry the same, you know, impact
exactly.
as the coffee table
right.
book.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well,
be a different crowd.
Right.
Different crowd.
When we put together my poetry and my writings and teachings, you know, with Andre's photos, you know, our whole idea, aren't they incredible? They are
amazing.
So amazing. And the photos of the honey jars are really breathtaking. And her whole idea was that this is a book that would entice you to sit for a moment, look at a beautiful image, receive the energy, the imprint, have something, you know, a food for thought, something to feed your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And if you only have a few minutes, you can look at it and it will touch you for your day. Talk about it with your friends. And then if you have more time, if it's evening, you can read more. I understand the state we're all in today. We're all very, lead very, very full lives. And so I thought, well, let's just create something that's so yummy. It will infiltrate the busy, infiltrate and
right.
you'll go,
can
I
you,
want to look at that.
Yeah, Deirdre, can you hold that thought for 1 second? I want to interject here, let our listeners know that you're listening to the Inspire Possibility Show and the show for inspiration, new ideas, new thoughts, new possibilities. And we're having a great conversation with Will Arnst and Deirdre Hayday, the creators of a new book called The Little Book of Not So Little Book of Surprises. How do they get your book? How do they get the book? How do people get your book?
I'll tell you, it's really simple. We're already on Amazon, so you can pre-order. The book launches November 15th. And we have our website, bookofsurprises.com, bookofsurprises.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can go there, and also that'll take you to Amazon. We also have on our website an incredible free gift book, a flip book that's a 15-page flip book with embedded videos with different teachings of the book. And when you go to the website, if you just press watch, that's there for you. People really love that flip book.
So say that website again.
Mm-hmm. It's
Book of Surprises.
bookofsurprises.com.
Bookofsurprises.com.
Mhm.
So we don't need the little bit of book or
no,
little bitty bitty book.
Yeah,
just
the little
book of surprises.
the tiny little bitty book.
The tiniest little
tiny
book.
Little bitty book. No, just book of surprises.
It's not really little; it's big.
That's why it's the not so little.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow,
yeah,
that's great. Go ahead, Will.
Yeah. It started out as the little book of surprises, which was going to be a little 5x7 book. You could just put in your knapsack or whatever, kind of carry it around to you. And then I did a prototype of about 60 pages just to get started. And right before we were going to print it, I thought, you know, these photographs of Andres are so stunning. I want to see it in a bigger format. So since we had the little book, what are we going to call the other one? That's when I came up with the not-so-little book. As soon as that was printed, the 9x11, the coffee table size, we all took one look at that and said, oh, well, goodbye, little book. We're going with the big one. Yeah, so
right.
That's how that happened.
You know, there's when I was looking at the book before the show started, there are a few thoughts I had when I was, here's one that I put. Here's your quote, it was a beautiful image.
Okay.
It says, we are here at a time of new beginnings. It is time to rethink everything that you've learned. And, it's something I thought about. And, you know, what about, how does, like, the idea of having values, you know, how we have certain values. I mean, where does that come in with that thought? Like, we're, you know, it's time to rethink everything that you've learned. But what about if we have certain values about who we are, you know, what we stand for? I mean, how does that thought, you know, is that consistent with that, or how does that dovetail with your idea?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to dovetail the opening quote from the book, we're here at a time of new beginnings. It's time to rethink everything we've learned. To a book, page in the book, page 59, where I say, integrity of form is virtue. Build a new house, a house of virtue. Virtue is a power field whose energy is yet to be tapped. The architecture of virtue will dispel truth. I mean, will dispel fear and create truth. When we build a structure into our everyday life of our virtue, our values, our faith and our truth and our love, we will be free and you will know serenity. So my understanding from a lifetime of seeing, being visited by, and living with the angels of light and the beings of light who've worked with me my whole life, one thing that they have said to me since a young girl, and I portray this in the book, and that is how important a value system is to one's enlightenment. And from what they showed me, we are all energetic beings. We're all energetic energy. And we have systems of energy that are within us. And virtue and value and truth is a system of energy. And that system is a container. It's a holder for light. It's a holder for higher consciousness. It truly is a house, and it truly is a temple. And when we fall out of our own value system and virtue, our house, the energy system of who we are, becomes broken. It becomes leaky, and it cannot hold a state of higher consciousness or a state of light. So in order to hold this great light that's coming into us at all times, in order to receive the miracle and the gifts, we must create a vessel of ourselves as a vessel of value and of virtue. So it's very important. You know, you can have a spiritual experience, and it can be momentary and fleeting. But if you do not have value and virtue, that experience will be like a wind. It blows in and it blows out. You want that spiritual experience to come, and you want it to stick. You want it to stay with you and truly transform you. Because having a spiritual experience may or may not transform you. Transformation takes a kind of commitment and tenacity, but it can inspire you. But you when you build value and virtue, you actually create an energetic vessel. It's very real, and I see it because I read energy, and it will hold the light. And when you're out of virtue and when you're out of your value system, your vessel gets a lot of cracks and holes, and that beautiful light that's coming for you just can blow through. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. a little more complex than I thought. A little longer than I thought to follow. But what you're getting at is that, yeah, we have to be true to ourselves.
Right.
That's kind of what I'm getting out of that. We have to be true to ourselves and, you know, and have that core, come from our core and honor ourselves. And I think that's really what happens. Mistake a lot of people make is they don't honor themselves, and they're doing something that, you know, they've lost their passion for life. And I think people who have passion, and it takes courage to go for it and to express ourselves, not just in terms of in the financial arena, but, you know, this idea that we're putting ourselves out there and people might think we're kind of wackos. You know, hey, wow, you know, they're crazy. But it's the visionaries of peace that keep loving that kind of make a difference in the world. And, you know, I had somebody on last week and who's written a few books, Joseph E. Met, about the Buddha. And and I asked him, I said, what do you think the biggest challenge for people on the spiritual path is? And he said, it's to be persistent. And I like to ask a lot of people that are on my show, in your opinion, what do you think one of the biggest challenges is? Because we only have a few more minutes to go here. What do you think the biggest challenge is for people in today's world? And if you could say to them one thing, you know, one thing for them to leave them with, one thought that would really make a difference in their lives, and ask both of you, you know, what do you think that one, you know, the biggest challenge, right, and that biggest possibility, what do you think that is?
My answer is really short, and I'll pass it over to Will. The one thing I think that is the biggest challenge is to love, be in the moment of loving and see everything from love. Mm-hmm. And what I'd like to impart is to everyone is just be in a practice of, am I in love in this moment? No matter what's happening, when I speak from love, when I take an action, what is the loving action? When adversary comes or hatred comes, how do I return that with love? It's really about love, being in our heart and living love. So that's, I think, is our biggest challenge, and it's also our greatest gift, is when we can be in that beautiful, radiant state of loving. So that's my answer, Will.
So to keep loving in the midst of chaos, more or less.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, or uncertainty, which, and now Will.
Well, I would say something, since you said about chaos, I would say the big thing is not to get swept away in the chaos. And the chaos surrounds us all the time with, you know, what technology has leaped forward in the last 15, 20 years, especially within the last 5 years, with, you know, you walk down the street and 8 out of 10 people are walking down the street on their phones. They're doing that. They're not present. They're not. I do too. And so it's so easy now to get swept away, and you get swept away, and there's all this news, and there's this, and the story, and you have the whole news media that is all now queued up just to have you, you know, will say anything to get you to listen, because then their ratings, you know, the whole crazy chaos world that we're living in now is so easy to get swept away. And as you meditate and you're on the spiritual path, you become more sensitive. And so what didn't used to bother you 10 years ago, when everyone in this, you know, gets upset or something bad happens, you know, now it's going to affect you more. So the tendency is to get swept away, to get, you know, feeling things that are maybe not yours at all. They're just coming from the neighbors down the street. So for me, I think, and what I see is, it's just so easy to get taken away. And then, you know, like you were saying, be true to yourself. And when you're taken away by all the stuff in society, you're no longer true to yourself, and then you're just another iPhone. So that's my two cents.
Whoa. You're just another iPhone, huh? Yeah. That's a new way to get somebody. You're just another iPhone. So thanks for being on the show. Thanks for being my guest. It's been great. It's been fun. And I really value our time together. And
I
kind of admire the work you're doing, you know, in the world.
Thank
and
you.
And your
Thank
courage
you.
to take a stand and take a stand to make a difference. And I wish you success with your book. It's beautiful and insightful and profound. And I want to remind our listeners, every week we have somebody that is going to inspire you. You can listen to these shows now live on BBS Radio on Sunday nights at 7. And then you can listen to it as a podcast on iTunes. So until next time, journey on.
Okay, and thank
Beautiful.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. Many
mm-hmm.
blessings. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for being on the show.
You've been listening to Inspire Possibility Show with Mark Susnow. To learn more about Mark Susnow, go to inspirepossibility.com and click on the contact button. Schedule a complimentary visit with Mark or email him at mark@inspirepossibility.com. Imagine the possibilities. 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 Imagine the possibilities.